This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Varanasi this morning to review entire gamut of bilateral cooperation. Mr. Ramgoolam arrived in Varanasi last evening on week-long state visit. He was received by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandibeen Patel with a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. The visit of PM Ramgoolam builds on momentum from PM Modi's March 2025 visit to Mauritius, when both leaders elevated ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. We have more from our correspondent.
During the bilateral discussions, the two leaders will review the full spectrum of cooperation with particular focus on developmental partnership and capacity building. Both leaders will discuss opportunities for expanding collaboration in health, education, science and technology, energy, infrastructure, as well as in emerging domains such as renewable energy, digital public infrastructure and the blue economy. As a close maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region, Mauritius is key to India's Mahasagar vision and the neighborhood first policy. The deepening cooperation between the two countries carries significance not only for the prosperity of the people of both countries, but also for the collective aspirations of the global south. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas of Uttarakhand this evening. After the aerial survey, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with officials. The Ministry of Health and Population of Nepal has confirmed that the death toll from protests led by Gen Z demonstrators has risen to 30. According to the ministry, over 1,000 people were injured during the nationwide protests. The Health Ministry said emergency services have been mobilized to handle the situation and hospitals have been instructed to remain on high alert. The protests, which began in Kathmandu on 8th of September, were driven by demands to lift the social media ban imposed by the KP Sharma Oli-led government and to ensure greater transparency. Air India and IndiGo have announced that it is operating special flights from Delhi to Kathmandu and back to help passengers who have been stranded due to the recent developments in Nepal. The airline has asked passengers to check the status of the flights on its website. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has signed agreement for commercialization of small satellite launch vehicle technology. The agreement was signed between New Space India Limited, NSIL, the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center InSpace, and Hindustan Aeronautics Limited HAL. It enables HAL to independently produce small satellite launch vehicles SSLVs. Under this agreement, ISRO will transfer SSLV technology to HAL over a span of 24 months. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephone conversation with Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern over the recent attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Dali Kirk, the conservation political activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA, was killed after being shot at an event at Utah Valley University. President Donald Trump confirmed Kirk's death on social media. Kirk, an influential ally of President Trump, is known for holding open-air debates on campuses across the country. He is a conservative commentator and podcast host with millions of followers. In Asia Cup 2025, India beat UAE by 9 wickets in the Group A match held in Dubai. India and UAE is also the fourth shortest completed T20I match involving a full member side. The entire match lasted just 106 deliveries, falling 13 balls short of the record of 93. Chasing a modest target of 58, India cruised to victory in just 4.3 overs, losing only one wicket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.